Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge has made it official. She is running for governor in 2022. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more on what could be a crowded primary with some big names.
In a written statement declaring her candidacy, Rutledge said the announcement was much earlier than she had originally planned. But in her words, "We must prepare for the future of our great state." Former Congressman and current Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin has also said he'll run. President Trump's former press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, has also been discussed as a candidate. Joining me to offer analysis is political scientist Heather Yates at UCA. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Michael.
So what do you make of this very early announcement for a November 2022 election?
Yeah, so a few things can be inferred by this. One, it's possibly to get out in front of some other high-profile contenders by any metric that we use in political campaigning. Leslie Rutledge's announcement is trying to probably get some early exposure to also jumpstart that fundraising machine.
She alluded to helping make sure that President Trump is elected to a second term. So she's also tying herself somewhat to the president, maybe to get an edge over Sanders.
That is one strategy that is inferred from her announcement. Also, by doing that, she's pivoting around the messaging of Arkansas First, which is what we saw in 2018, which was also fashioned after the 2016 America First national strategy. And then she also framed up another platform of consumer protection messaging, which she has been posturing herself in the last year for prosecuting fraud in the state. The last couple of platforms she frames up was economy, jobs, and educational opportunities. And lastly, her personal liberties and freedoms. And all of that ties into conservative messaging.
And she's also been working to raise her profile through a series of ads on radio and TV, well over $1 million, packaged as the Rutledge Report, where she's talked about cyber crimes, Medicaid fraud, robocalls. That has raised a few eyebrows in the legislature. What do you think of that? It is state funds that have been used to pay for these ads.
That's right, using state taxpayer dollars to position herself. Clearly, that could be interpreted as her raising her profile, raising her visibility, which is a political tactic. So the state legislature is taking notice of that. And so the question becomes, is how do we disentangle political motive from those public funds when she has framed the messaging, of course, is the public service announcement to the public, but enough of a motive there to raise eyebrows for certain.
Do you think if Sarah Sanders gets in the race, is she still on the national radar? You think this would get much national attention?
I think it has potential to get national attention because she was one of the longest serving press secretaries in the Trump administration, and she held daily pressers. So I think that put her definitely in the public view and public memory. Also, when she left the White House, President Trump flashed the hand a little bit and signaled that she was positioning for a gubernatorial run already. So I think that is suggestive that President Trump would come out as an early supporter for Huckabee Sanders.
That's Dr. Heather Yates, a political science professor with the University of Central Arkansas. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Michael. Always good to talk to you.
I'm Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.